station by any means. Wouldn't be dumping it there. You might park the vehicles there.
So there might be no kind of treatment or transfer at that location?
I don't think so. I mean, there might be some storage, temporary storage, if we have our own sludge truck, which we do not currently. But it wouldn't be any type of long-term storage of wastewater.
Nothing disposed of there.
Nothing disposed of on the site.
Yeah. I think that's what we need to write in there.
So there
and that's
no
except
kind of treatment or transfer at that location? You will work on it.
And that's acceptable to write that in the decision of record, just for the comfort and the well-being of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't think that's any problem. I mean, I just want everybody to know that what business we're in, and there is stuff that will be in trucks. That
you won't be treating it there, and you won't have people bringing it in to dump to transfer.
Oh, no, no, that's,
you put on that,
yeah, thank you for clarifying
so
that, no.
You won't have to look at it and say, no,
right.
I don't want to do that.
Right, no.
You're not going to treat it, you're not going to transfer it.
No.
There we go.
You ready to make a motion?
I make a motion we accept it with the addition on there that there will be any treatment or transfer of any wastewater, solid, or liquid at that location.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and second. Any more further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I will abstain.
One. You got that, Scott?
Yep. 5-0, one abstention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We added no treatment or transfer of wastewater on the location for George. Correct? Okay.
Correct.
All right. That is, we're through the public hearing and final vote on the concepts 18-13, Turkey Crossing.
Point of parliamentary procedure. Maybe we take a 5-minute break. A recess.
A break?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Do we need a motion or?
I make a motion to take a 5-minute recess.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
John, if you want to open up again.
Open planning hearing, regular meeting back in session, and go to concept hearings, Turkey Crossing.
Case number 1813, Turkey Crossing. We have a representative here. This one is down Jones Road. If you remember, you approved this for Turkey Crossing in the past on this parcel. Subsequently, they have purchased this highlighted parcels and are requesting approval of Division 3 special use permit for night rental on the 12 lots. This consists of 12 lots in the Ozark Paradise Village subdivision, and we'll get you their master plan for your public hearing, but there's a representative here. Does everybody know where we are location-wise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well.
Well, I think you guys are pretty familiar with the company and how we work very hard to take care of our properties and make sure quiet and peaceful, calm vacation, family vacations are the goal. We have five full-time staff, not to mention part-time staff. We're on property basically all the time. Our maintenance manager only lives 2.5 miles away. He's almost always on property by until about 8 o'clock at night. So, I mean, we're there all the time, closely monitoring our guests and our properties. So, basically, we're just wanting the Division 3 for the additional, I believe it's 11 lots that we have purchased.
And currently, how many units do you have open and operating in that area?
In that area, I believe we have about 25. We have about 40 total. We have some in Eureka Springs, so we have about 40 total, but I think about 25 in that area.
So there's nothing on these lots right now? They're all vacant?
They're all vacant at the moment, yes.
And is the development plan to put cabins or?
It'll be cabins, log homes, yes.
Okay, now let me understand this. This is not under a special use permit.
We brought her other one under that special use.
That's what I was saying. But this one's not.
Well, this one I do have special use, but if you guys prefer to go Division 3, we can.
You can't give special use permits for a dozen lots, in my estimation.
It'd be more of a development. We kind of had that discussion before. So just the plain Division 3.
That's commercial.
What's the part of that that'll change is those first provisional special use deals, permit transfer and all that part that we just looked at. That comes out with your Division 3 development type.
Any other questions?
So you plan on building a cabin on each one of these lots? It'll be four cabins on those 11 lots. Okay. So it won't be like one cabin per lot. We'll space them out because our goal is to keep as many trees as possible. Like I said, we like the quiet, secluded is what our guests love. So
you'll need to combine these. You'll need to redo these lots into different tracks or each lot will be.
Yes. Okay.
Like merge the lots? Or you could have
so you're going to make one track out of it?
Yeah, you make one track.
And then
you'll make, instead of having 11, you're going to have how many cabins?
Four.
About so four, yeah. Three to
four different parcels.
Yeah. We haven't decided on like spacing and everything, the positioning of them yet, but that's our goal.
Don't we need to do that before we have this come before us?
Your public hearing, this is the concept.
Yeah, but I mean, though, when it comes to the end, when we vote on it, doesn't it need to be already put as four lots instead of the...
No, board? I mean, historically, ever since I've been there, the Planning Commission has let people build over their own lot lines. It marries those two lots together. It's cleaner, like Doug said. Yeah. It's cleaner if they do, but it's not a requirement that we've done made them do.
Yeah. Well, you can do it later after you know where your buildings are.
Correct.
Past build of your building, and then you can write up your...
And property. Since we're not doing a special use permit, that's what I was concerned with, is that we... I mean, they're going to sell one.
Yeah, I understand where you're
going.
They
can sell one, and you're going to have to sell part of one lot and half of another or something. I'm concerned about that.
Okay.
I mean,
but this is a, use permit, to me, this is a commercial venture, and it can't come under a special use permit.
Just Division 3.
Yeah.
I mean, that's me.
Right.
That's why I'd hate to see split. I mean, we're getting into splitting lots, and, you know, if we put one on half of one, half another. And,
well, you just have to replat it.
Yeah. Replat it.
Okay.
That's the only concern I had.
But okay. That can be done afterwards, though, right? Yes. Once, yeah. Okay. Next hearing's May 14th.
All right. We'll see you then.
Are we going to run that into Division 3 then?
Correct. Yes. That's what they said.
That'd be better for you.
Okay.
Well, then
whatever's best.
Yeah, if we're going to sell it, you don't have to have the fiasco. We have one go.
Okay. Well, I'm all for that.
Yeah. It's really better for you. And then it is what it is.
All right. That sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
You guys have a good
evening. Next, 18-14. 2395 Yandel Cove Road, Kirbyville. Dean?
Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 special use permit for the ability to nightly rent an under-construction single-family home located at 2395 Yandel Cove, Kirbyville. This was an original part that was all Dean's, and there's a 2.0 something. It's right at 2 acres.
Just over 2, yes.
Yeah, just over 2 acres. At the very end of Yandel Cove Road. I'll pull that up on Beacon.
We gave him a permit on something else.
I'll find it for you.
You're getting
here.
It? Yep. Okay, yeah.
You will pull this. It up.
There's believe one, it or not.
Would you like me to mention it? There's one, our house. It's part of that 10 acres that we broke out to, and you go one lot up, and the next one, there's a 10-acre parcel that we got a permit for that, and one on 392 Blackwell Ferry also.
How big is this house going to be?
1,660 square feet.
And how many bedrooms?
Three bedrooms. One master and two regular.
We're in slow motion.
If I remember correctly, there was some opposition on that. What's the location on this thing?
It was kind of joint. The yard was kind of split or something weird.
That was on Blackwell Ferry Road. That's one way away from this one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one that's on the 10 acres, there was no opposition, and we actually had neighbors write letter.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on the wrong deal. Thank you.
It was